this morning. Why don't we fill these chairs up here? You want to? Some of you older ones go to the back maybe, and the younger ones here in the front. Can we do that? Just kind of fill these chairs all up here. Got enough room? Just go on. Come on, come over here. You can sit there, right here. Come on up here. You girls go in the back there. You want to? Go right on back, girls. Sit a little tighter. You want to scoot over a little bit more? All the way over? Just make room for everybody. Right here. Here. Come on over here. You got a friend you want to sit beside somewhere? Right over there, maybe? I like to look at the people I'm talking to. I like to see your faces. So this morning I got a couple of verses here. How many of you know that God loves you? You know that for sure? Amen. God loves you. In fact, there's a little verse here that Jesus' heart was pretty special toward children in a lot of ways. This one here was like in Mark it says, and they brought young children to him. This was like mothers bringing their children to Jesus. And they, that he should touch them, like he was to touch them or lay hands on them, that he would bless them in that way. But when the disciples saw this happening, they're like, keep the children back, get them out of the way. We don't have time for the little children. And Jesus was kind of angry over that. Our Bible says he was displeased, but the Amplified says he had indignation. That means he was angry. And he said, allow the little children to come to me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Even Jesus is telling me as an adult, if I don't become as a little child, I can't enter in the kingdom of God. You see, little children have some characteristics that we as adults, we need pretty bad at times. You've probably fought with someone already, your brothers and sisters, and how quick do you forgive? Kind of the next day, kind of forget about it, right? It's just kind of over with. Well, I have a story that goes with that a little bit, of how Jesus loved you. And this story is, I remembered this, I just came across it the other day, and I remembered I said this a long time ago at school. And it's kind of a special story to me, and I don't know why, but I'm just going to tell you, I was told it was a true story, it happened a long time ago at a school, but I don't know if it's true or not. Anyway, there was a school in Virginia that, it was a one-room schoolhouse. And they had a problem there, and there was a group of boys in that school that was pretty bad. It was pretty big boys, and it was known, the school was known, that a teacher that would come in there would only last about 2 weeks, and he'd quit because he couldn't handle the boys. So here they were again, they needed a teacher ready for school to start, and the neighborhood kind of got together and wondered who they're going to get. Well, in the course of that, there was a man in the community. His name was Mr. Roberts. He was just a little man, about that tall. And he came to the school meeting that time. He said, I'll teach him. I'll go be a teacher. And they said, you're not big enough. You're not. You're too small. There, you'll never make it. He said, I'll teach him. So they said, okay. They said, he'll take it. Well, the title of this story is, He Took My Whipping For Me. Anyway, school was ready to start. First day came, and of course, the boys in school, they knew there was a new teacher coming, and they're all sitting in the group out here, and they're waiting for this guy to come. And wasn't long, they hear a horse coming down the road, and this guy's riding on a horse. He's just a little guy. Steps off his horse, and one of the boys' name was Big Jim. He looked at the other boys, and he said, I'll handle him by myself. Don't worry about him. I'll take care of this guy. Well, Mr. Roberts gets off his horse. He walks past the boys, says, good morning. And he walks on in, never said another word. And they're like, oh, he kind of had, he even had a smile a little bit. Well, they got inside, and Mr. Robert stood up, and he told him good morning again. He said, oh, he said, we're going to, in order for us to have a good school, he said, we're going to have some rules, right? All the children raised their hand. Yep, we need some rules. So he said, well, I'm going to do it a little different this morning. He said, you students give me the rules, and I'm going to write them on the board. And they started, the first student said, no stealing. So he wrote up no stealing on the board. Next one raised his hand, no cheating. He wrote no cheating on the board. Next one said, no lying. And he wrote that on the board. And down through, and another said, no bad words. And he wrote all these up until they had 10 rules on the board that the students had given these rules. Now, Mr. Roberts said, these rules, they're worthless unless we have something behind them that we're going to do if these are broken. We need a solution. So he said, what do you say about, behind every one of these rules, he said, up here it says no cheating. What's the punishment if somebody cheats? Well, you know, it was pretty rough days, and one guy raises his hand and says, 10 lashes over his bare back with a whip. Mr. Roberts said, that's pretty rough, isn't it? Yeah, that's what we're going to do. I said, okay, you guys made it up. What about lying and stealing? They agreed to 10 lashes across their bare back. They had to take their shirt off and 10 lashes with the whip. Said, okay, we had them all. We had all the rules up there and all the solutions behind them, 10 lashes, 5 lashes. Some said 2 lashes. So school started, and it went really good for about 2 days. And about the third day of the morning, while they sat down, and tension was pretty high, and Big Jim raised his hand in the back of the class. He said, somebody stole my lunch yesterday. Boy, the class got quiet. We have a problem. And Mr. Roberts said, well, we need to find out who did this. And he said, I'll let it go till tomorrow morning. We'll try to find out who did this, and then we see up here in the board, whoever did it gets 10 lashes over his bare back. Well, next morning, school started, and tension was pretty high. They didn't know what's going to happen here, and they walked in, and Mr. Roberts stood up. He said, I found out who did this. He said, you might want to come forth, take off your shirt, and you're going to get 10 lashes over your back. He had the whip in his hand, and little Tommy walks up. He's a little skinny guy. He had a long coat on, but an oversized coat, and he said, I did it. He said, I was hungry. Teacher said, well, take off your shirt. Tommy said, please, just give me the lashes with my coat on. No, he said, the rules are up here. You got to take your shirt off. So he takes his big coat off, and to the teacher's surprise, he didn't have a shirt on. He said, Tommy, where's your shirt? He said, well, my daddy died a year ago, and I only have one shirt, he said. And today, my mommy is washing that shirt so I can wear it tomorrow. Teacher said, well, teacher started thinking, how can I whip this little boy? He said, well, Tommy, he said, the rules are the rules, and we have the solution up on the board. We have to follow through with this. He said, bend over this desk here, and I'm going to, you have to have 10 lashes with this whip across your back. Tommy started walking up to the desk, but about that time, Big Jim stood up from the back of the class and started walking up front. And everybody thought, ooh, he's going to beat this teacher up. But to their surprise, Big Jim came up there and took off his shirt. And he said, I'll take him. I'll take these lashes. And Mr. Roberts looked at the class. He said, our rule said that if this rule is broken, it has to be 10 lashes. It doesn't matter who takes this. Can we switch this? And the class agreed. So Big Jim bent down over the desk. The teacher got that whip out. He just come over his back one time. He's a big, strong boy. Come over a second time. A third time, and the fourth time, and the fifth time, and his whip broke. The teacher sat down, and he said, he started crying. He started sobbing. And as he was sobbing, he heard something else. And little Tommy came running up front. And he grabbed Jim around the neck. He said, I love you. I will love you as long as I live. I'll never stop loving you. Little children, can you think of someone who took the whipping from me and you? Jesus. In that story, little Tommy deserved the whippings, did he not? He stole the food, but someone took his place. In our lives, we deserve a whipping. Sometimes we steal, sometimes we lie, sometimes we cheat, sometimes we say wrong things, sometimes we speak evil about someone, we say bad things. We deserve the whipping. But Jesus went to the cross and took the whipping for you and I, did he not? And they whipped him, not 5 times, not 10 times, at least 40 times. But that whip was a little different. It had little pieces of bone in the end of those leather straps that when they would bring it down across his back, the little bones would grab into the flesh and then they would pull and it would just plow his back right open. Like David said in his psalm, my back was plowed like a field. So remember that. He took our whipping for us. When you get older, this is going to make a big impression on your mind, and you're going to realize that you can't live right enough by yourself before God. And then you remember that Jesus took your whipping. God bless you. Have a good day. Make it back to your seats.